Hi, I'm Roger Love, celebrity voice coach, top-selling author, and founder of The Voice of Success Live. I'm working to make the world a better place, one speaking voice at a time, starting with yours. The way I see it, parents make the world a better place every day. But I'm dedicating today's special video lesson specifically to the dads. I've created a verbal strategy to help fathers get even more of what they deserve, respect and admiration. As a father myself, I know how many roles that we play every day. Friend, mediator, disciplinarian, role model, comedian, and coach, just to name a few. So I understand how difficult it can be to strike the right balance between each of them. The strategy I'll share with you today is engineered to help you feel and sound great, no matter what character you may want to play. So let's get started. First, let's get some depth. The bottom part of the vocal range, known as the chest voice, is where we can create a lot of big vibrations that make listeners perceive us as strong, passionate, grounded, and powerful. The lower range creates a very deep resonance because it vibrates the full length of the vocal cords. To communicate strength and confidence every time you open up your mouth, you need to stay a little lower in your vocal range. Whether you're talking about their day at school with your kids or giving advice or reminding them to do their chores, the key component to a fatherly voice of strength and knowledge is to use a lot of this lower pitch. By the way, this same chest voice, the lower part of the range, can also come in handy outside of the home if you want to close a deal, sound more powerful, or move people to immediate action. Follow me. Using more chest voice can even decrease the misinterpretations because the thick sounds convince listeners of your total commitment to the words you're speaking and the things you're feeling. Next, cut the fluff. To ensure your family, colleagues, and friends perceive you as intelligent, savvy, and worth listening to, we need to cut down on your verbal fillers, the non-words like and like, those words that are non-words and ruining the English language and other people's perceptions of you. By filling pauses or thinking time with these non-words, you communicate to your listeners that you're disorganized, less intelligent, or that your brain doesn't work as fast as you want it to. So cut the fluff. No more fillers, like. Lose them in your conversations. Remember that commas and periods and pauses have their place in our conversations for a reason. They're supposed to be a gift for your listeners. Those moments when there's a comma and silence right after a comma or a period allow the listeners to reflect and process the words that you just said up to that point in your sentence before you jump in and say more to them. Here's an example to bring this point home. If I say, I love red. I love blue, and I love green, when your listeners hear the filler words, they disqualify the actual word and what it means. Suddenly they're not thinking about the colors. They're thinking, what's blue, what's green, what's red, Instead, if I say, I love red, I love blue, and I love green, people believe the words I'm speaking, and their mind moves on to think about red and blue and green and what those colors mean to them. Not red, blue, green, Suddenly, they're aware of the message and more engaged with you personally. That's a big difference. the consequences for using filler words in your daily life are even more extreme. For example, when your son or daughter comes to you asking for advice about something that's happened at sports or dance practice, you want to give them a thoughtful, impactful answer that makes them feel supported and understood. If you just litter those lessons, those dialogues with and like, you're already diminishing your credibility before your kid can even have a chance to follow your advice or think that you know what you're talking about. Or, as another example, think about your relationship with your significant other. If they ask you, "Honey, did you take care of that task I needed your help with?" And you respond with, it's just that second that they're going to conclude that you forgot to do what they asked you to do and that you never followed through. That isn't the impression you want to make, and it's not the appreciation your contribution deserves to the family. So cut down on the fillers, and you'll increase everyone's faith in you and your abilities to be an amazing father, husband, person, and intellect. On this wonderful Father's Day, I hope you put this verbal strategy into action and get more of the outcomes that you want and deserve as a dad. From my family to yours, happy Father's Day.